In a news conference in a driving rain in front of the Solar City complex in South Buffalo, the congressman says extending the tax credit required a real effort in Congress since it was dying about 2 weeks ago. He says a bipartisan push and a lot of public support for solar and other renewables persuaded some members to go for the plan. Higgins says the Solar City plant is great for the area's job picture.
It's a new day in terms of employment. It's a new day in terms of a step forward in clean energy technology. No one community will benefit from this legislation nationally than that of Buffalo, because we're here at Solar City, which will be the largest manufacturer of solar panels in the Western Hemisphere.
Higgins says the plant will ultimately have 1,400 workers, and he says that's only part of the 5,000 jobs promised statewide for manufacturing and installation. He says the solar business is booming, growing 20 times faster than the economy as a whole. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.